Welcome to PR Talk, sponsored by the PRSA of Oregon and part of the MPN, the Marketing Podcast Network. This is your host, Amy Rosenberg, founder of Veracity and author of A Modern Guide to Public Relations. Help other people find our podcast by subscribing, rating, giving us a review, or sharing on social media. Hi, everyone. It's your host, Amy Rosenberg. So every other week when we're not interviewing a marketing expert, we're playing the audio from one of the videos I recorded to serve as a companion to my book, A Modern Guide to Public Relations, where I attempt to further explain the key takeaways about the practice of PR. If you'd like to watch or listen to all of these in order, please visit prtalk.co or feel free to peruse at your leisure on here. And of course, the topics are further explained in A Modern Guide, which is available in print and digitally at the major online booksellers. And I invite your feedback on any of these topics, as this is an evolving and collaborative effort, and we can't all think that we know everything. So happy listening. Of A Modern Guide to Public Relations. Wow, I didn't have to look this time at my own title. So chapter two is forget your story. So what did I mean by that? I really want to explain this because I really hope people got it, because my editor didn't like it. But I just said, you know what? I don't care. I like it. Okay, so forget your story. I mean, like, forget your story. No, really, I think people get really intimidated when they need to start PR, especially if they're not used to it, which, of course, I mean, that's why I kind of wrote this book. It's the tag, whatever the bottom part is called, Unveiling the Mystery of PR. It shouldn't be that mysterious. And I think it's just people get a little scared, and then PR people do a really good job of making it seem very mysterious. And so what we don't want to do is get stopped up trying to figure out our story before we actually do PR. And that's kind of a different way to go about it. It just is. Because what you want to do is you want to get warmed up. Let's just get a little bit warmed up with some announcements, some press releases, kind of do one thing after another, put one foot in front of the other, and then your story will fall into place. And so how you do that, how do you do PR without a story? It's really easy. You look at what is going on with you, with your company. What is the news about you? So you're trying to get in the news. So what is new about you? Not about, like, what is the news covering? I mean, that's another thing you could look at that. But what is new about you? So then what you want to do is write down everything that's new before you look at anything else. Just do a brain dump. All the new things. And then I have a list of the typical things that press covers. And I'm talking about, like, kind of easy things. So things that a typical business section or a community newspaper would cover, or maybe even an industry B2B trade. But because you just want to get, like, started, right? So just start with some easy things that don't really have to do with, like, a big old story. Because it's just getting frequent press is good. You want to continuously stay in front of your audiences. And so even if it's just kind of a small little story, like, oh, we did this, just a mention or whatever, and it's not like your whole company story, it's still good because you can use it for social media. It's just a reminder for your audiences. And again, it provides that warm up. You need to get into the groove of doing announcements, you know, not overwhelmingly, but maybe once a month. It's only 12 announcements. And I say announcement, I mean press release, if that's what you want to call it, or you don't have to do a press release. I mean, I'll talk about why to do one and why not to in a different session. But so basically, yeah, we just don't want to let perfection get in the way of just working. And so then, okay, after you write down your list, then you can check my list of the list of news ideas. This is the little ideas that the press typically covers. And there's 10 things. And I'm checking the time because these videos are not supposed to be very long. So I'll run through it. And, but it's in the book, and I think it's in our prtalk.co website, hopefully.
You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
So just really straightforward things. So you have a new location for your office, like it's opening somewhere. New location. You have a new service. You have a new product creation. A new person was hired, a higher level. Somebody makes a donation. Not somebody. The company makes a big donation. The company volunteers. The company gets involved with a charity or a community thing. That could even go in a trade pub. Just, oh, my company did this. Okay. I mean, it's just... it's the news, right? Like the news of your company. We volunteered yesterday. Here's our picture. And this is what we did. That's it. Doesn't have to be a big deal. Obviously, any event that the public could go to is good to announce. And then you can recap what you did. So you can always do pre and post PR. So before the event and then after the event to kind of recap, like how much money was raised or how many people came. And you can look at pre and post in more ways than just events. So that, and then guess what? There's some, and of course there's more in here, you know, scientific study. It's kind of a big deal. Launch of a scientific study or result. New building construction. That helps getting like groundbreaking. PR it. Okay, funding. That's bugging me. I did not put this in the list. And I'll probably regret it till the day I die when somebody gets some funding. The press covers that. It's kind of annoying because like small companies don't get funded. So we don't get press, but we do with other things like volunteering or this or that. Okay, that's all I have today. So just do your brainstorm. Write down what's new before you go and look for this list, because lists pigeonhole our minds. So you want to think on your own, because who am I? I don't know if this is good. There's probably a lot more. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening. For more PR insight, be sure to check out Amy's book, A Modern Guide to Public Relations, at prtalk.co. Also, please subscribe, rate, or leave us a review.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.